Now, 6 minutes past seven, and Shane McElhattan is here with his first look at this morning's papers.
The Irish Daily Mail is the only paper this morning to lead with what could turn out to be the week's most ominous story. Under the headline, Gardaí foil far-right terror plot, the paper reports that Gardaí believe they foiled a potential attack on the immigrant community. Two men were arrested after officers stopped a vehicle in County Laois, while the PSNI raided a house in County Down, where they allegedly found explosives. The paper says it's the first time in the state's history that suspected members of the far right have been detained under terror laws, as Gardaí struggled to contain the rise of homegrown fascist groups. The Irish Times front page report describes the contents of the car the men were stopped in. Hatchets, knives, a tricolour, pipe ends and sealant, a bulletproof vest and cable ties. The paper says Gardaí in recent years have carried out significant operations investigating far-right activists and have treated some of their crimes, including threats to politicians, as national security issues. The Irish Sun leads with the charging of two men with the alleged arson attack on the IPAS centre in Drogheda last week. Many of the papers report on the deadly context for the arrests. The Irish Independent cites the new report from the Hope and Courage Collective, which monitors far-right activity in Ireland. The report claims there have been at least 38 arson attacks on occupied, proposed or rumoured international protection centres in the last 7 years. The paper has a map and a list of locations broken down into actual attacks and threats of arson. The Times takes its lead from the report by the Inspector of Prisons, blaming a 50% increase in prison deaths last year on overcrowding and poor health care. The Chief Inspector of Prisons, Mark Kelly, is quoted as saying that with prisons at 120% capacity, overcrowding was leading to unacceptable conditions for prisoners and poor working conditions for prison staff. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report that the brother of Aisling Murphy's murderer, Josef Pushka, Marek and Lubomir, have been moved to Wheatfield Prison 2 weeks after Marek was assaulted by inmates in Mountjoy. The fallout from the collapse of Fastway Couriers continues to generate headlines. The Independent says Unpost has ruled out stepping in to handle deliveries affected by the collapse, as its own network is already working at full capacity, with the Christmas peak operations having been planned for months and all resources committed to meet the strong e-commerce demand. The Times carries a letter from Communication Workers Union General Secretary Sean McDonough, rejecting the possibility that competition for Fastway from Unpost caused the collapse. He says that's way too convenient and completely inaccurate. Unpost, he writes, is a commercial company receiving no subvention from the state. In return for holding the public licence to deliver mail, it must meet stringent service standards in a liberalised, highly competitive and low-margin market. Customers, he says, now demand very rapid delivery, live tracking and convenient returns, yet some companies are participating in a race to the bottom, including Fastway. Finally, yesterday it was bats and rats that scared us. Today it's spiders. Those of an arachnophobe tendency should brace themselves for the Independent report that a spider megacity has been discovered in a cave on the Albania-Greece border. The web complex was built by 100,000 spiders from two species, the house spider and the sheet weaver spider. It's the first time researchers have discovered a cooperative web woven by individual spiders belonging to multiple different species. Readers, be warned. Once you've seen the paper's photograph of the web, it's unlikely you'll ever unsee it.